This is a regular meeting of the Grantsville City Council. And for the record, today's date is January 18th, 2023, and the time is 7:00 PM. This meeting is being held at the Grantsville City offices located at 429 East Main Street, Grantsville, Utah, and on Zoom by Mayor Driscoll in the hallway. Council members are present. Okay? And we'd like to start by having the Pledge of Allegiance here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first item on tonight's agenda is public comment. Any public comments?
Good evening. My name is Kevin Casey, resident here in Grantsville, and concerned taxpayer. I came in tonight because as I did my 2022 year in review of all the city minutes and ran it through my systems, I've discovered several disturbing trends, and there's two items in particular I'll talk about in a moment, but what really troubles me is in 2022, out of the 1,082 votes cast by this body here before me, that covered everything from rezoning to spending taxpayer money. There was a troubling 2% of votes in the nay. Not a single vote from any member of this council voted against any initiative brought before this body in all of 22 that involved spending taxpayer money. Doesn't matter whether we're talking $15,000 for beautification, whether we're talking police cars, whether we're talking buying park property, doesn't matter. Not a single issue that came before this body that was allocating public funds had a single nay vote from anybody on this council. So needless to say, I'm very troubled and concerned with my representatives that sit before me, because it doesn't seem like any item that comes up that's impacting negatively to the taxpayer, does anyone here seem to oppose it? There's no discussions. I've gone through the minutes. I've run the algorithm to look for any opposing views, what was said, any of those opposing views, and surprisingly, nothing. No one opposed a single initiative that involved spending taxpayer monies. Surprisingly, the only 22 nay votes were for rezoning. My best guess is maybe that impacted somebody's neighborhood that y'all live in, is maybe why those are the only issues that get nay votes in front of this council. But the main reason I came in today is last year there's some unfinished business that also popped up that disturbed me. One was back in July 6, 2022. Mayor Critchlow brought up an issue asking about the use of city vehicles taken home by city employees. It was tabled by Councilmember Hutchinson, requested to be moved to a later date to be discussed. It was never discussed again in 2022. Yet surprisingly, October 19th of 2022, without any public comment, without any involvement of the public, this body voted to provide a stipend to specific city employees. Question is, why specific city employees? Why not all city employees, when the stipend and the criteria was city employees that live outside the county? Well, that is also troubling. Why are we supplementing and paying stipends to those that have to commute? We are in a community that's made up by large numbers of commuters that have to commute to the valley. Do those taxpayers get a stipend from the city to make that commute? Why are we spending taxpayer money to allow employees who took a position, understanding where that position was located, and are receiving a stipend at taxpayers' expense to commute out here to the city? And the question has never been answered, how many of these employees were using city vehicles? With the exception of those that are exempted from the police department, although I do have some concerns there because I have seen several of our members of the police department pull up to our eating establishments and the whole family pops out of the vehicle, when under the exemption clause under the IRS, that is clearly not allowed. They're allowed to take those vehicles home if they're expected to respond to an emergency. So how many other employees are utilizing city resources, city vehicles at taxpayer expense, and it's not being accounted for? So I have submitted a GRAMA request as of today asking for a tally, because under IRS regulations, that is a fringe benefit that is provided to employees. And if that's not being tracked by the county and if that's not being assessed to those employees, that fringe benefit at the expense of the taxpayer, then we have a problem. So my attorneys are looking at this issue to determine which out of these issues are potential class action abuse of the taxpayer. because arbitrarily the council was spending our money on things with no input from the public, with the excuse that this is to recruit. Right? You know, according to the minutes, the justification with no public input was to aid in recruitment. Well, again, if I choose to take a position and have to make a commute, that's my decision. Why are we as the taxpayer subsidizing that? And then why are we, if we're going to do that, then who's setting an arbitrary limit that is only for directors? Why are not all of the city employees that have to commute out of the county not getting a stipend? Why are not the taxpayers? Why is the city not setting a fuel truck down here and subsidizing the taxpayers that have to make that commute every day into the valley? That's all I've got for tonight. I appreciate your time, and thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Any other public comments? Seeing none, we'll close that item. Okay, number two, approval of summary action items. Regular meeting and the work meeting for the minutes and bills and approval of the staff to pursue the grant.
Also, the C is part of this summary action item.
Is that just because it was a discussion item last time, and or like how? I just want to make sure why it falls under summary action.
This is an opportunity for somebody to get a grant. Okay, and we can't do it using. The city has specific things that we're trying to do as far as their accounting goes. Sherry is the expert on that. She said this grant has to be funded through, funneled through that.
So if it's a city funded grant, the money needs to come in and out so that it's accounted for. So they don't do the grants straight to the homeowner, they do it through the city, and that way it follows the procurement laws, you get the transparency. When a check's cut, we have record of it. When money comes in, we have record of it. And we have to follow all the federal guidelines. But another part of that is also that the council knows we're doing it and that you're okay with doing it. We haven't done one of these in the past. We wanted the council to know about it and be aware of it. So that's also a part of doing a project through the city, is it needs to be transparent, and we wanted to make sure you knew about it. Is there anything I missed, Brett?
No, I was just going to mention, so the reason it's in a summary action item is really it's just something that can be approved summarily if you want it to. If you don't, then all you need to do is just make a motion to move it out of summary action item. It can be moved into an agenda item. You can have discussion on it. You can, table it, do whatever you want to do with it. And so it's completely up to you guys how you would like to address it.
Mayor, can we split up? I was not here at the last meeting, so I won't participate in the votes on the minutes. But if this stays together, I'd like to have a vote.
This grant is going because of the Historical Preservation Committee.
That's correct.
And we need to have our attorney draft up so we're in a 501(c), whatever it's called, so that we can do this, get these grants, and it doesn't have to do all the hoops that we're doing tonight.
So, I'm familiar with this because in the past we have looked into it when I was serving as a liaison to the Historic Preservation Commission. So it's definitely a worthy project to pursue. And it's, I'm not by all means an expert on it, but as far as the source, I believe it's the Utah State Historic Preservation Commission. And just like how Sherry described it, it's to be able to help private.
Well, and no taxpayer dollars are going to be used with this one. It's 50% of the grant, and then the rest of it the homeowner is going to cover. So even though it's not the city's funds being used, it's still going through this process just for transparency.
Right. And it's basically to make it so there's a vehicle for the city to help this kind of bridging the gap between the state and the homeowners, but we're not actually funding.
They wouldn't be able to get the grant if the city wasn't a part of it.
Right.
Unless, I don't know if it would be able to if they were their own 501(c). I think this one specifically had to be with the city. I don't know why I haven't looked into it.
So can I ask a question about the other 8 registered historic sites? Is this open to all 8? And how, if I'm an owner of one of the other 7, am I aware of the grant, aware of this? I mean, is there any, and I guess because of the committee, I mean, how did this one, because it seems like we've had the drugstore DigiDocs come forward. I just want to make sure that there's some
fair distribution.
And trying to figure out, hey, is this something that we have told all 8 owners of these registered historical?
Is there a limit to how many you can have in the city?
Not that I'm aware of.
We only have 8.
Can we not call them? We can answer all your questions. Yeah, the homeowners.
Can you kind of give us a walkthrough of how this?
So I am the chair of the Historic Preservation Commission that we have formed when we were working with Joel Allen. This is a service that is available for any resident that has a historic home. Also, it's available for any resident that has a home that has not been registered as a historic home. So these funds can be utilized so they can go through the process, because it's a lengthy and costly process to register a home as historic. So the Grantsville Historic Preservation Commission was formed precisely for this purpose, to educate the community, to help the community to know what's available for them to help with their historic places or older homes that they want to preserve. So the city will not be providing anything except for the DUNS number, which is a public number. We can Google and find it. But it was desired to be brought to your attention so you're more educated about it. But that is why you have formed the Historic Preservation Commission, so we can do that work, so the city doesn't have to do it. The city serves as a funnel, as a resource of channeling the money through, but the city will not be responsible for any of the funds.
If we're using the city DUNS number, though, as a city project, it's a federal project. We're audited different on federal projects with our DUNS number.
Yeah.
It does need to be recorded through the city.
Everything needs to be. And this is just transparent in what we're trying to accomplish.
We'll make it an easy process.
And anybody can do this.
Before.
Anybody can do this.
Anyone.
The DigiDocs thing that came before us was not for this type of grant. That was for grant from taxpayers' money to the city when we were giving grants out of them.
Okay. All right. So, Alta, you're confident that the preservation committee is helping all these owners of these type of, I mean, we have 8 historical registered sites.
There were multiple people who went to the committee alongside us who also talked about applying for the grant who didn't qualify for it.
Oh, okay. So, of the 8?
Yeah. So,
they were part of the 8?
Uh-huh.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah, and it's a process, and that's why the commission that we have formed is to help the city with that and handle that. We're here to educate the city and the residents, but it is their choice to apply for the grant. It's okay. Not something that we can force them. I have approached DigiDocs, for example, owners, and let her know what's available and what resources we can provide to help and educate, but it was not something that she wanted to do.
Okay.
And we haven't even been, like, gotten the grant accepted yet either. This is just for us to even apply. It is a really competitive state grant, so we might not even receive it this year.
Yeah.
How did you know about it?
I looked it up online.
Yeah. That's great.
Grant, the brick is really expensive, so we've been looking at all our resources that we can get, but
yeah.
That is really awesome. You know, when the commissioner was talking about this before, to help citizens, we were like, oh, we will present the information to the public. That's cool. That's neat that you, on your own initiative, looked this up. So.
Yeah. And the state, when she contacted the state provided our information, and especially my information because it's what's listed, so I could help her. So that's how it works.
Any more discussion?
So just for like transparency's sake, is it okay if I first I move to approve summary actions A and B? Can I do that?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Second.
A motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor? Jeff has to
recuse.
Okay. Abstain. Okay. Motion passes. Okay. So, next one.
Okay. So then, I'm going to approve summary action C.
Got a motion.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sid.
Yep, thanks.
Okay. Number three is presentation of grant award by Rocky Mountain Power to Grantsville City. Did you get the music called? Introduce yourself.
Hi everybody, my name is Nick Jenkins. I work with Rocky Mountain Power. I'm the regional business manager covering Tooele County. I'm here representing Rocky Mountain Power tonight to award a grant that has been applied for through our community building program. And the grant that's been requested is for a community stage. I think the luau last night or last summer on the mayor's trailer was enough to push everybody out over the edge to try something different and reach out for funds. And
it was epic.
It was a great party. It was a great.
We slowed down. We didn't make them drive around
doing it. It worked really well. But this is just one of those things that Rocky Mountain Power is pleased to team up with. You know, as we receive, you know, multiple grants from all over the place and all different things, we're pleased to team up with people who are doing things to make a community, to be inclusive, to welcome everybody, to do different things to show off the diversity of the communities. And so with that, Rocky Mountain Power has brought a $5,000 check.
Wow.
So if it's okay, I'd love to get a picture with the council. And
yep. Jolie in front of the center holding
it. Yeah. Whatever works for me. Chief, would you join us, please?
Sure.
Jesse, I need to take a picture with you.
Did you call me Curly?
Are you in?
I was going to sit over on the side. It's about
you. You don't have to really.
That's done with a white marker. You could maybe put a one in front of that.
Can you get us off?
Yep.
Okay, awesome.
Thanks for the opportunity to team up with
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome, Councilwoman Jenkins. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
Hey, we sure appreciate it. It's going to go a long way to help with several projects. So.
Excited to help.
Vasher's going to leave some and get home and take care of my girls. All right. Item number four, consideration to approve water right transfer and banking agreement with Arthur and Susan Higley to bank 294.56 acre feet of water with Grantsville City.
Mayor, I move that we approve the water right transfer and banking agreement with Arthur and Susan Higley to bank 294.56 acre feet of water in Grantsville City.
Good motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Consideration of approval of water right transfer and banking agreement with Arthur and Susan Higley to bank 320 acre feet of water with Grantsville City.
Mayor, I make a motion we approve the consideration of the water right transfer and banking agreement with Arthur and Susan Higley to bank 320 acre feet of water with Grantsville City.
Okay, got a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Okay, item number six, consideration of resolution 2023-03 confirming the appointments of Derek Dalton and Kevin Hall as voting members of the Planning Commission.
Great choices.
I think as well.
I'm really excited. Yeah. Like, I like, they've got a good head on their shoulders and they've got a passion for, are they in the audience? Are they in?
I know, Derek's here.
Stand up, Derek.
But like they've got a passion for protecting Grantsville and you know, doing good things for our city.
And this will take place on the first meeting of February, so February 2nd.
So are they adding, like replacing people that are? So who are they replacing?
Gary Pinkham is supposed to go on to the DRC committee only. And then Brian has decided it's time to get off. Okay. He's done a lot of work. So, a lot of good work.
Mayor, make a motion we approve resolution 2023-03 confirming the appointment of Derek Dalton and Kevin Hall as voting members of the Planning Commission.
Okay. Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Motion carries. Congratulations, Derek.
Thank you, guys.
You have no appreciate idea, it. Man.
Thank you.
Look forward to it.
So I thought you then were giving out those Wednesdays for the next day.
All right, number seven, consideration of resolution 2023-04 amending the employee handbook to define retirement eligibility for certain elected and appointed officials, full and part-time employees.
So council, we recently had an audit by the Utah Retirement System, URS. This is one of the findings that they found is we didn't have strong enough language as far as some designations, so it's just clearing that up for the employee handbook.
So is it on here? Sure.
Okay. Brett tried to put it in as small as print as possible.
It's true.
It's the lawyer in me.
Yeah, yeah, it's right.
So, and this can be amended. So, if in the future, if the council wanted to participate in the retirement system, we would just change it through a resolution to be able to do that. So, it's not a permanent binding type of thing.
So is the red and blue, are they distinctions for a reason?
No, they were both just added.
Oh.
Just patriotic.
Yes, actually.
How many part-time employees do we have?
Approximately, just off the top of my head, about 25 part-time employees.
Okay. Any other questions?
Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve resolution 2023-04, amending the employee handbook to define retirement eligibility for certain elected and appointed officials and full and part-time employees.
A motion, is there a second?
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor? Motion carries.
Thank you, Council.
Council reports. Holden Allen, we'll start with you. That's okay.
Yeah. I had the privilege of going up today to attend part of the local officials' day downtown with Councilwoman Jenkins and Mayor. I just wanted to say just how exciting it was to have our own youth council there. And I just remember that last year, when we attended the same event, and I just, you know, like, Councilwoman Jenkins and the mayor, we were just so excited about the prospect of doing it, and we just started from scratch. And the youth are just amazing. And not just the ones that were there, but, you know, the whole year, this whole year. So thank you for spearheading that. That's been great. Great to see you.
Councilman Hutchins.
Look, I'm going to miss the retirement event of Chief. I've got a commitment that evening, can't make it on the 27th. But look, Chief, I am extremely grateful for all that you've done for this community. I think that being a small town law enforcement officer is not easy. And you came in here and tackled everything. So very appreciative of that. You served here during, you know, some unglamorous times. Served here during a real hard, difficult time in our community with the Haney situation. Look, I would not want, I have no words to say how that event, you know, and what that event can do to public servants that have to participate in those items. So, look, on behalf of, you know, my 4+ years of sitting here and watching you interact, and I'm extremely grateful. You know, I wish you all the best, and you know, war eagle when it's all said and done, huh?
That's right, war eagle.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. I have nothing.
All right.
Thanks.
Slideshow time.
I couldn't get my phone to work. So, no, I just, like, we did have the opportunity to go to the state capitol today, and we had 5 of our youth council members who are able to go, and they really are just the cream of the crop. And we did miss John, but anyway, they were able to do kind of a mock planning and zoning. And this is what I love about these kids, is they were like, what's the age limit to be on planning and zoning? Like, they want to be a part of it, you know? I was like, I'll look into it. I don't know what the age limit is. So, you know, Derek, watch out. There's going to be some kids coming for you. But yeah, and then they did a mock committee and discussed like cell phones and mandates and things like that, and it was just a really great experience. And then they had the opportunity to hang out with First Lady Cox, and then also at lunch we had the governor speak to us, and just a wonderful experience. And our town should definitely be proud of who represented them today, because they're just amazing kids. And, well, I just say youth, they're not kids, but, and so I'm grateful for the opportunity to get to work with them. And then, kind of piggybacking off of Councilman Hutchins, I just want to say thank you for your service and for elevating our police force to a higher level. And I don't know how to say thank you for the sacrifices that you and your family made. So thank you. And I will not say roll tide. So.
No, don't say roll tide. War eagle.
I know. That's why I said I won't say it. I won't say it.
That's why I'm leaving.
Yeah. Why would you bring that up?
Because before I met him, everyone said, don't say roll tide. And then that was the first thing I said to him, because it got in my head.
And that's
one point. I'm sorry. And then also, last week was our mayor's birthday, and so I did bring treats to say happy birthday. And then also just to express appreciation to you, like your mayor minutes and all that you do for our city. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Slideshow's done?
Slideshow's okay. Done.
Scott, what do you got about?
I just want to say thank you to Alpha for heading up our preservation and commission. She does a lot of work for us, and it does, you know, coming into this, you know, as a rookie, I should say, it's been a pleasure to work with you and the other committee members. But as far as the beautification committee goes, we haven't said anything yet as far as for the new year. There's a few things that we'd like to discuss, but we haven't gotten together yet as far as an official meeting. So that's coming in the future. And again, I want to thank Chief for all his efforts and everybody I've come in contact with has nothing but good to say about what you've done for our city and the police department. So appreciate everything
thank you.
You've done. So thank you.
And like that, they were saying, it was into the legislation, that legislator. Anyway, you guys, it's so good to have our kids there. We have these young people that are just amazing. They just want to serve and be part of this thing. It's fabulous. I just appreciate them. And we impressed one of our other cities in our county that they're going to contact Councilwoman Jenkins to see how we organize the youth city council. So, Chief Enslin, it has just been a pleasure to have you here, working with you through the fire department and through the city. You have brought so much to this community. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And I did say Roll Tide to him once, and he started pulling for his gun. I thought, oh my heavens. We're going to give you a minute to...
That's too quick. We'll go with the taser.
Now that we want to see.
Can we get that?
Okay. Brady, you got anything?
No, sir.
Attorney? Jesse? No. Okay. Chief, I'm going to give you a few minutes to say what you want to say to us.
Oh, no. I did not come prepared with any type of speech. I've still got about a month. But look, it has been a pleasure to serve in Grantsville. It was kind of a leap of faith. I felt like I was supposed to come out here. And you've been great to my family. And that's why I don't like to give speeches. But we love it here. I appreciate the way that my family was welcomed. And I'm not going to lie, it was the toughest assignment of my career. And I kept running into these situations to where I'd ask myself, what would my chief do in this situation? And then I'm like, he never had to deal with anything like this. But we made it through it, and I'm proud of all that we've accomplished. I'm proud of the team that we have assembled there. I'm confident that as long as it's not a number of bodies issue, we can handle just about anything that comes our way. And they are putting in some great work right now. And I look forward to showing you the annual report that I'm putting together. But we've got a great team, and we've made a lot of strides, and I'm confident that though you're in good hands with me leaving. Like I said, I'm on my time.
Got 20 more minutes.
20 more minutes. The only reason we're leaving, really, I mean, it just boils down to it's time to go home.
most of our family is still there in Alabama, and we can go home now, and so it's time. But this will feel like a second home still, and I will still have kids out here in Utah. We will still be out here quite a bit, and but this way I can get Auburn season tickets. But yeah, thank you for all of your support, and thank you for taking care of the police department, and I hope you come to the party. I hope I don't have to give the speech at the party, but would love to see you.
I'll be there.
Your family will be missed as well, Chief. Appreciate you. Okay, I don't have anything for a closed session. So, just need a motion.
Mayor, I move that we adjourn.
A motion, second?
Second.
Second, all in favor? Okay, we're done.